So we're going to start off just noticing how your breath is to start with. Breathing in and out through your nose if you're able to. If you're bunged up and you need to breathe through your mouth or your feet, you know, breathe as you can. Notice how your breath feels. So, what's the tone of your breath? Is it full? Is it expansive? Can you feel the whole of your in-breath and the whole of your out-breath? Do you notice any holding around your breath? If you notice any holding around your breath, there's nothing for you to do. Just simply notice. It's a little bit tight here. You don't need to get caught up in the mind's prevarications of why, oh no, it's this or that. Just notice kindly. There might not be anything for you to do about it either, other than just to kindly notice. So this isn't a problem. You are not a problem to be fixed. Your breath is not a problem to be fixed. Everything in this practice is about giving kind attention. Can you notice, without projecting forwards in time or getting caught up in the past, as we mentioned, can you notice that at the end of your inhale, before you exhale, there might be a little tiny natural pause? So this isn't something you need to do or make happen. It might just be there. And you don't have to do anything to it, with it. Just notice it. There's nothing to hang on to. You don't have to overextend it. But if it just naturally starts to expand, you can allow it. So you don't need to hold your breath. You're just allowing yourself to notice the natural space that can start to evolve at the end of the inhale, just before you exhale again. You might switch your attention very spaciously to the end of the exhale, noticing when you've exhaled completely that point of deep emptiness before the inhale just naturally comes back in again. Your own pace, your own rhythm, nothing to strive for or hold on to. Just allowing yourself to feel into that space, how it might or might not evolve. Perhaps you might notice and bring your attention to the space both at the end of the inhale and the end of the exhale. That place of absolute fullness. You're completely breathed in and up and expanded and open. And you exhale. And then there's that space of deep emptiness, nothing. And then you inhale again. And the process continues in its own time, without force, without any need for it to be any other than as it is. So maybe it expands, maybe it contracts. Maybe it changes shape. How does the motion of the energy of your breath change the sensations in your body? Feeling into the cyclical nature of your breath. This beautiful teacher that has always been with you and will always be with you to the last breath. Teaching you how to draw in what you need and let go of what you don't. Again and again. Because we need to learn again and again and again. We forget to remember, and then we remember to forget. Just allowing perhaps your breath just to return to whatever is normal. Feeling all parts of the breath, the in-breath, the space, the out-breath, the space. And if you're already in your most comfortable position, there's no need for you to move at all. You if you're not quite as comfortable as you could be, perhaps you'd like to change the support from being under your back to being under your legs. Perhaps you're just absolutely blissfully comfortable where you are. I'd like to invite you to change if you need to.